I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. It was no drill. Police storm a plane after fighters escorted home. And the latest on Flight 17. Let's get started. This is what passengers aboard Sunwing Flight 772 from Toronto to Panama City heard after a truncated flight that included threats, a fighter escort, and what you just witnessed. Pamela Brown has all the latest. She joins us now. So what do we know? What happened here?
Well, as we saw there, Anderson, it was a chaotic scene and dramatic moments caught on a passenger cell phone video as a SWAT team stormed a Canadian airliner that returned to Toronto after what the airline told us was a, quote, agitated passenger who threatened the plane. The Sunwing flight was only 45 minutes into its route this morning from Toronto to Panama City when one passenger made what the airline said was a direct threat against the aircraft. We listened to air traffic control audio. It appears it was a bomb threat. So the plane turned around, as is the procedure, and two U.S. military jets already in the air were dispatched by NORAD to escort it back to Toronto's airport, where it made an emergency landing. And that's where the security team stormed the plane. Anderson, they arrested a 25-year-old male, a Canadian citizen, who remains in custody with police tonight. He'll have a bail hearing tomorrow. The plane was searched and nothing was located. There were no injuries or damage. The passengers got to fly out on another plane. But as you can imagine, they are still very shaken up from that experience. Anderson.
And what's the passenger actually made the threats charged with? And were they actual threats about, I'm going to bomb this plane? I thought they were more sort of oblique about, oh, I don't like Canada, I wish I could bomb Canada or something like that.
Well, authorities we've been speaking with aren't giving specifics on what the actual threat was, Anderson, but we did listen to air traffic control audio, and they indicate that he was making a bomb threat, but nothing more than that. We've learned that he's actually facing four charges, Anderson. He's charged with endangering the safety of an aircraft, mischief to property, mischief interfering with the lawful enjoyment of property, and uttering threats. And also, his father spoke to a Canadian news network and said that his son suffered from mental health issues. So that could have played a role, but again, he'll have his bail hearing tomorrow,
all
so
right.
We'll be keeping an eye on it.
Scary moments, Pamela Brown. Thanks.
Yeah.
The story raises certainly a lot of questions. Just want to get some answers now from aviation analyst Miles O'Brien and aviation safety analyst David Susie. David, Miles, let's start with you. I want to show that video again. Again, this was taken once the plane landed back in Canada after being escorted by U.S. fighter jets back to Toronto, and then the plane was stormed. I mean, what is the protocol in this kind of situation?
Apparently, that's the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police protocol. It looks a little excessive to me, frankly, Anderson, given all that had happened. I can only assume that if they flew 45 minutes back, that the passenger who had made that threat had been neutralized in some fashion, had been handcuffed with zip ties, maybe a couple of hockey players on board to take care of him, whatever the case may be. Otherwise, you would think that the pilot would have put that plane down in Pittsburgh or Cincinnati. Having said that, given, you know, just the overall tensions in the aviation world and stretching everything back to 9/11, this is the hair trigger feelings we all have about flying right now. And that kind of manifests in that scene with the SWAT team coming on board.